Hey folks, I just want you to know I've been up to a lot of stuff lately. Oddly enough, it has a lot to do with a theme that has been latently recurring, cemeteries. I've either been researching them, exploring them, doing database searches about them, or even taking a secondary role in conducting historical tours, especially through the month of October, as I was working with my friend Ryan McCloskey on his cemetery tours. They were nighttime tours, and they had a lot of historical merit and value, and I got to contribute some of my other skills there, which I may explain in another time. But I've become to appreciate these places more and more as I discover the legacies of other people, and some of them long forgotten. Speaking of cemeteries, I want to briefly talk about one that is unlike any other in the world. I've never been there. It's a cemetery in Savannah, Georgia. It contains four people, and chances are, believe it or not, you've traversed right over the top of them without even knowing. Today I'll discuss the Dotson Family Cemetery on box number 7. Piano, please. In the 1800s, the Dotson family farm was colloquially known as Cherokee Hills, and Georgia's southern life proceeded at the pace one would expect it to right up until 1941, when Pearl Harbor would draw the United States into World War II. The federal government was working at breakneck speed to acquire land for military facilities, and it ultimately worked out a lease agreement for the city of Savannah to provide 1,100 acres in 1942 in the wake of need for massive expansion. Now, shortly afterward, the need for even more acreage would be in order, and the Dotson family farm property had an interesting issue. It ran right up against the current leased military property lines, but also against the need to expand the training facilities at Chatham Field, which was also an airport. Well, there was only one problem. The acreage required happened to be a family cemetery that contained over 100 bodies. Now, I'm not sure how the whole eminent domain, quote, nice farm you have here, it'd be a shame if something happened to it, unquote, line of procedural back and forth took place, but the great-grandchildren managed to get involved and negotiated for the removal and transfer of the bodies to Bonaventure Cemetery in Savannah, Georgia. Well, all of them except for four. Richard and Catherine Dotson, along with Daniel Houston and John Dotson. And believe it or not, all four of them remain on the expanded property today. The significance of this has contemporary value, though. Daniel and John continue to lay in repose in a moderately peaceful and undisturbed grassy area that requires nominal maintenance. And really, Catherine and Richard did as well, as they essentially lay next to a military facility and airport. So you had this peaceful eye of a storm in the middle of all of this military conundrum, so to speak. Problem was, when the military needed to expand the latitudinal requirements for the runway, the family held firm. And this Lockhorn agreement ultimately saw Richard and Catherine holding tight to their final resting place in spite of the infrastructural needs that were in no way halted. And they did. And they still are. And if you've ever landed, taxied, or departed from Savannah Hilton Head International Airport, chances are you are being told to put your seats in the upright position just as your plane cruised over the top of two clearly marked graves, complete with the implied box parameters and headstones permanently embedded in a 9,350-foot section of runways 10 and 28 at Hilton Head Airport in Savannah, Georgia. Look it up. I'm not kidding. And this is box number 7.